We are keeping you up to date throughout the course of the week with R2R, Run to Recovery. It's an aid to combat stress. It is officially underway. Today is officially day five. And earlier on this morning, I spoke to some of the support crew, which involves some of the family members. You've got, obviously, Josh Conway and Danny Hurst, who are doing this incredible trek, 400 miles in 10 days in aid of combat stress. And good to see family members also helping out with their support, including Danny's son, who's Cameron.
Hi, Andy.
Good, you sound just like your dad as well. Can you actually run and walk as far?
Definitely not.
Now, it's quite nice, actually, because you've actually been helping along with the support crew. How's Danny and also Josh getting on?
Yeah, they're getting on good. They've had a few injuries and that, but they're fighting through now.
How old are you, Cameron?
I'm 17.
You're 17. Are you into all this fitness as well?
Not as much.
Would you do anything as crazy as this?
No, well, I couldn't do it. I don't know if I'd try it, but...
And it's been quite nice as well, because you've actually been walking and running along some of the routes as well, haven't you?
I did 9 miles with them yesterday, and that's done me for a few days, I think.
That's absolutely amazing. That's fantastic. And what do you do in the way of sport?
I play rugby, but... mainly on this event, I've been piping them into the campsites and that, so I play the bagpipes.
That's absolutely brilliant. So do you think you'll be doing that in the future as well?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you what, that's probably a little bit more sort of relaxing than, taking over, 400 miles in 10 days. Absolutely incredible. Who else is with you? I think we've got Danny's dad as well with you.
Hi, Andy. Yeah, it's Mick.
Lovely to talk to you. Have you been in the forces before yourself?
Yeah, I'm ex-army, Remy.
Oh, are you?
Years ago, yeah.
In your time in the army, did you actually do anything like this at all?
Yeah, I used to swim for the army, so I'm used to putting in the hours to a sport, but... I don't think I ever achieved anything quite like this, an endurance type thing.
You must be extremely proud of Danny, aren't you?
Ah, fantastic, yeah. Absolutely fantastic. It's great to be back on like an army crew with all the banter and all the rest of it.
Absolutely, so it must sort of take you back a few years.
Yeah, pulled me out of retirement.
Excellent. And have you been taking it along any of the route yourself? I know, obviously, you've got caravans set up and all that sort of stuff along the route, but are you taking in a few miles yourself?
No, I'm driving the motorhome, which we use for the support during the legs. We sort of stop every 5 to 10 miles and have a drink and some food for the boys. It's a full day, really, just keeping tabs on them and making sure we're in the right place at the right time.
Being ex-Remy, of course, you don't have to worry about the thing breaking down, do you?
Yeah, and I've fixed a few things for the lads where they haven't managed to do it themselves.
That's brilliant. All the very best with the rest of the journey, obviously, with your crew. We can speak to Jamie Duddin now.
Good morning, Andy. How's it going?
Very well indeed. Now, Jamie, I'm going to give you a title, whether you like it or not. We've got Jamie Duddin, who's with the R2R Run to Recovery Combat Stress Team. Jamie Duddin, Media Ops Bicycle Boy. Yeah, Media Ops Bicycle Boy, that's who Jamie is. Jamie, you've done obviously put a lot of work into this yourself, a lot of sort of the background stuff, a lot of the video blogs. Now, obviously, you've actually been cycling quite a long way along the route as well, haven't you?
I've also been on my feet as well. I've done a couple of legs on my feet as well, just so that they don't take the mick out me too much.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you're all right, Jack, on your bike. Yeah, and obviously you've been doing quite a bit of a videoing as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got so much footage so far. It's going to take me a long time at the end of this to look through it all and edit this this video.
Listen, it's well worth it. I now see you've got 477 likes on the Facebook page, which is great. So perhaps you can just sort of give us a sort of update as to where we are at the moment. How many miles have been clocked in so far, Jamie?
146 miles so far. From here today will be about 41, yeah.
Right.
41 miles.
Now, you're taking in all three combat stress centres. Audley Court was the latest. That was yesterday. And what was the reception like at Audley Court?
That was absolutely fantastic. And I've just posted on the Facebook page this morning. We met some great people there, and it was such a great experience for Danny and Josh to actually see what they're actually running for. At the centre, we met a poet, one of the guys who's been there for a while, and he kindly let me take his poem, and I'm going to upload it onto the page tonight.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing that tonight. Any idea at the moment how much money's been raised so far?
We're well over 2,500 now.
Really? That's incredible. That's fantastic.
Yeah, from these campsites as well, moving into these campsites has been brilliant. All the people around the campsites have been coming up, finding out what's been going on, and they've been donating as well.
All right, listen, lovely to talk to you. Just a reminder, you can check out the Facebook page. It is R2R-Run2Recovery Combat Stress. Do a search on that on Facebook. You'll find the latest goings-on, updates, and more from Media Rob's Bicycle Boy, Jamie, and also the rest of the crew. Good luck today on what is officially day 5, isn't it?
Yes, Andy, yes.
Okay, all the best, lads, and hopefully speak to you on the show tomorrow.
Cheers, Andy.
I need to know what's going on in the world and in my local area.
They understand the issues you're going through because they're there and they're seeing it firsthand.
Up to date on the ball, and it's fun.
The Forces Station, BFBS.